Hi, Kathy Berry here, and we are talking about thoughts and thought forms. And so we know by now that thoughts are not stored inside our heads. Thoughts come from the universe, basically, or in essence, they're stored in a cloud, to use today's technology terms. And we access these thoughts. Now, if we never venture out very far, then we always, in our search engines, we always end up pulling in the exact same thoughts all the time. If we have different experiences and expand our minds and where we're going in our experiences, then we have the ability to tap into different thoughts. It's just like when you go traveling. If you've never traveled somewhere before, it's nice to have a guide because they can tell you quicker where you are and what you're doing. But once you've been there and you've found out the things that you like and the places that you like to go, it's nice to explore on your own because that's when you really find out what really draws your attention. So sometimes, when you go to a new city, you take those hop on, hop off bus tours around on the first day and they point out where this is and that is, and you kind of get your bearings. And then when you're done, you kind of pick the ones that you want to go visit. And that's what you go do for the rest of your vacation. Well, when we're exploring thoughts and ideas, one of the things to do is to go out, to go somewhere new, find some guides, find someone who knows a little bit about that subject area, see what they have to say about it, and then go off on your own and explore a little bit. And that way you get out of your rut and you get to explore and learn new ideas a little bit from other people and a little bit of your own. So anyway, those are some ideas for you.